Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting with a capital. Let's see, how you spell exciting? T-R-O-U-B-L-E. That's exciting trouble. Anyway, we got a great show for you tonight, and I really do mean that. We have a seriously great show. It's the Don S. McClure Show on Friday. And don't forget, June 22nd, we are celebrating 11 years of being on air. 11 glorious years of being on air. Oh, man, it's going to be exciting. I'm going to have drums and bugles and balloons, everything. So, tonight's show. The subtitle, Today is a New Day. Where is your thinking pattern today? Questions. It's going to be a good topic at about 7:45, 7:50. We're going to jump into that. Man, we got some tight music tonight. We got some Charlie Wilson. We got my girl DeMonet. We got Medici, Guapale. We got some new guys, Khalid, and he's bad. And we got Nick Jones. He's cutting up. Then we've got, of course, we got Stay because of the new musical with the Temptations that people are going crazy over. And one of our analysts, a reviewer to the play, and she said it was a 5-star, 2 thumbs up, Miss Rita Spann. You know, she goes to everything that's just concerning black people, and she does a great job. So she said she really loved it, loved it, loved it. And there was a couple other plays that she went to. So we're going to have to get her on air and let her talk about some of that stuff sometimes. That's going to be a new treat. We got a guy named Philippe. We got D. Robinson. So we're kicking it. And we got Marcel Hopes Too High. Marcel and the Truth. And that's a bad group there, man. So it's 706. If you want to get into the show, you could dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care if you're in a hole. I don't care if you got a broke phone like mine. I don't care what's going on with you. You can get into the show. So I want you to think about that. I want you to just kick the show, kick it off, kick it into the Daria. You know, I can't say Daria on the radio because I get in trouble. But we do have a great show for you tonight. We're going to play our theme song one more time for all you new people that's just not tuning in. And from that, we're going to jump to a track by DeMonet. She's going to start our show off. She got a track called Ooh Baby. She's a Memphis artist, and she's my best friend's girl. So you know I got to salute that. But she's really a good friend of mine, too. All right, so let's kick the little intro off. It's 7:07, and after that, DeMonet and our dangerous music selection. Ooh, baby.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Ooh, babe. just love someone just as much as I do love you. Stay with you forever, thick and thin, through and through. Boy, I got your back, and I know you got mine. We gon' make it through, through the good and bad times. I will never leave, never leave you alone.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. That was Dee Monet, a Memphis recording artist, somebody that I know personally. And, you know, I like those Memphis chicks because they can cut. You know, I'm going to jump to a track while I check on a couple of things. A young lady that I'm just wild about called Lattice, and she's saying, you know what? I blame you. I'd have changed my style. I'd have changed my hair. I'd have changed my look. And the girls at work say, woo, girl, you toned it up. That's because she said, I blame you for making me come up out of that shell and be the woman. That sounds so corny. Let me play this track, and I'll be right back.
Tina's actually here to see.
Are you ready for her?
Oh, yeah, tell her to come in. Okay. You look good.
Thank you.
What's all this?
Oh, girl, this is working. I'm going to my dance class tonight. You want to go?
Dance class?
Yes.
No way.
We'll have fun.
Come on, we can twerk. Just a little.
No, girl, I'll leave that up to Miley Cyrus.
Why do you want to take some time for yourself and just relax?
I know I'm strong, I'll brave the storm. I know I can take a few hits. You ain't gotta worry about this. Stay in my zone, take care of my home. Always got my own. But be gentle with me, cause I'm human, baby, and I pray.
To the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Actually, we only played a little bit of Letticy, you know, the little scene where she walked into the office. Then we jumped right into Guapole. Did you know she's a friend of mine on Facebook? I bet you didn't know. Oh, we got some great stories to tell you. But tonight's second topic, or what we call a subtopic, you're on the Don S. McClure Show Live, and the subtitle for today is a new day. Where is your thinking pattern today? Questions. Oh, man, that's going to be hot, 7:45. We're going to jump to a track by a guy I just discovered called Khalid. He's got a track called New Normal, and following him is Johnny Gill. There you go. And you know I'm crazy about Johnny Gill and Babyface. Just, man, I like those guys. And they say the new musical at the Cadillac Theater with the Temptations is on fire. We got that firsthand from Rita Spann, our reviewer of black plays. It just plays, period. But she loves the black essence. All right, let's get to Khalid. And when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
You find your way, but it's never enough. And though it's been tough for you, losing touch, but summer has its end sometimes, and although I can't promise you much, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. Darkness is hitting you the hardest.
Johnny Gill. Check that out. There you go. And you know when I sing that at karaoke, man, they go crazy. We want done. We want done. We want done. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, tonight at the Rough and Tough Club, our special guest, Karaoke King, the master of fractured songs. Give it up for Dallas McClure. Yay! Oh, man. I like that. I really do like that, man. We got to take a quick break. It's 7:30. It's 7:30. And Cass Jackson is going to talk about my new book, The Birth of an Idea. And, man, I might go tonight to the Rough and Ready Club.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and Black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of Black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and Black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
Oh, man. I like that. That's one of our best narrators. We've been working together for some years, and I write the scripts, and she delivers the words, and the next thing you know, it's a hit. Promotional commercial. What could I say, man? You know, we've been talking about the Temptations. You know they got a new musical, and it's at the Cadillac Theater, downtown Chicago. And our reviewer went, and she said it was just amazing, talented, and really good. And all the critics are saying some of the best choreography on the stage today. Well, the Temptations was always a great group, and their music never dies. So it's not a matter of old or new or old school or new school. It's just the school of quality. So I give you, ladies and gentlemen, a track that I heard at a Latino store. And I was shocked because I was getting ready to go down the street. And I looked around and I said, that track's a Temptation track. Who's playing that? The Latino people like it. What can I say? Stay. The Temptations.
You know my heart goes crazy. your tender lips touch mine. Let's explore our love and the candlelight and wine. We'll leave the world behind, baby.
Sing on that track. You know, their manager said, Don, you know, we know you're not back in the day with the temps, but, you know, you might want to come to the studio and record. And my producer's on Skype looking at me like, well, you quit telling that story. how you know that they didn't ask me to stay, please? Hey, I'm going to jump to my guy, Charlie Wilson. There goes my baby. Charlie old school. The Charlie can cut. And everybody likes Uncle Charlie. So we're going to follow Uncle Charlie with Nick Jonas, J-O-N-A-S. And you can catch Nick on YouTube. And just key his name in, and you'll get to see some of the same tracks that I watch. How about that?
Was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand it for me.
I was only about to hang. Wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah,
her gon' hang. Take her to my mama house. If she need a head done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love light. Some of your time. Oh,
Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, a New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
I'm back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. You know, I was listening to that, and I can't wait until we turn it into a musical. I Love Being a Butterfly. You know, we're talking about today is a new day. Where is your thinking pattern? Today, questions. Are you still pondering 5 years ago, 10 years ago, not as reflection, but as your life today? Are you questioning yourself like, how many more bad mistakes am I going to make? Or are you saying, you know, today's a new day. I got a better handle on things. And I'm constantly changing so we can move forward. I watched a little girl the other day, 10 years old, become the Guinness Book of Records youngest top opera singer. And she sang one of my favorites. That's one of the hardest arias there is to sing. And she nailed it. And when the lady asked her, which is what I'm getting to, she said, what do you want to be when you grow up? Now she's 10. And the little girl replies, a great singer. So the interviewer says, well, you're already a great singer. And she says, I want to be better. And so, just to know that her today, she reflected back on when she was 2 years old and told her mother she wanted to sing. When she was 6 years old, she was learning how to stretch her vocal cords. And at seven, she signed her first contract. Now, of course, not her, up under her mother's guidance. But I want you to think about something. You have a child, child's inside of you, and what you do and say can determine what role they're going to take. Doesn't always mean 100%. But usually they say if you're involved in things, you're around things, you take things in, your today becomes then. So the question for today is a new day. Where is your thinking pattern? Are you still walking around trying to tell everybody what to do and how to think and what they should be thinking about and what they should be happy for? Or are you saying, you know what? I need to be concerned today about me and how I can share some joy with somebody else. That's today. We're going to jump to a track by a guy named Nick Jonas, J-O-N-A-S. He's got two tracks, one called Find You, and the other one is called This Is Heaven. And let's see, which one do I want to play? This Is Heaven, Find You, This Is Heaven. I think I'm going to play This Is Heaven and then jump back to Finding You.
I'm coming inside. trying to learn the ways of love. Just to please you. You're the only someone I love. Come on and teach me. There are so many things that I just don't know.
From Chicago, Illinois. And you know, when I was growing up, the little girls would come by my house and they'd ask if they talked to my mother, and they wanted to sit on the porch. And my mother would say, "Listen, little girl, I don't have time for this." And they say, "Miss McClure, could you tell us how to show Don we like him?" And she'd go get a broom and say, "Let me sweep you off my porch." She'd say, "You're too young for that nonsense, girl. Go get a book." Talk about show me how. Yeah, I'll show you with this broom. Okay, all right. I know that was corny, but anyway. Hey, that was the emotions. I had to throw that in right after Nick Jonas, "This Is Heaven." That's a bad track, man. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track. Did you know it's almost 8 o'clock in a few more seconds? You've been with me for the first hour. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to jump to a track called, by Diana Krall, "I Remember You." That's a bad lady there. I learned about her through Clint Eastwood's jazz selections.
Thank you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you.
In a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a great show going on for you tonight, and our subject matter, because it's a lifestyle show where we play music from all across the country, across the globe, some soul, some hip, some pop. We even play K-pop from Korea, but you never know who's going to be on our playlist for tonight, but it's always good. We're going to jump to a track by a young lady I like from the Latin community, India. I think she's Mexican, too. And she's got a track that I always play that I'm wild about that. It's a Hombre, and it came from the TV show New York Undercover. And it's an oldie, but I like it. So let me play this, and when I come back, it's 8:05. We got more great music for you.
Ese hombre que tú ves ahí, que parece tan galante, tan atento y arrogante, lo conozco como a mí. Ese hombre que tú ves ahí, que aparenta ser divino, tan amable y efusivo, solo sabe hacer sufrir.
Thank you.
And that's India. That's my girl, man. That's Latin to the bone. And we got some events coming up, too. My nephew is the manager at an A-class restaurant, and they just had a jazz show the other night, especially after the virus and stuff. It's called Francesca's, and it's on 95th Street West. And when you go in there, ask for Terrence McClure, my nephew, one of my older brother's sons. He's a manager of a 5-star restaurant. Can whoa, man, that boy bad. You know, when I love you, Oak, I'm like, yeah, I love you too, boy. Can I get a free hamburger? No, I don't ask for nothing free. But you got to be proud of the young people that's doing things, getting up there, taking care of the business, as we say. You remember I was talking to you about this guy named Nick Jonas, J-O-N-A-S. Well, I'm going to play a track that he made called Find You. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
I live for you in the center of the sun. I took a pill, but it didn't help me numb. I see your face even when my eyes are shut. But I never really know just where to find you. I taste the words that keep falling out your mouth. You got a lot you can never figure out. If I could hold you then I'd never put you down. But I never really know just where to find you. Find you.
Don't forget tomorrow, Saturday, a one-hour gospel show that I host in honor of my sister Yolanda McClure Black, who started the Voice of Joy Radio Ministries, and I promised her that I would keep her show going till the end of time, and I'm going to do it. But it's a great show. We play a lot of gospel music. The message on the show, or the slogan, is the Voice of Joy, where the music, words, and praise, I think that's how it goes, or praise, music, I don't know. I forgot what it was. But it's a great show. It's an hour show where you can get your gospel fit on. And I know some people that's really into the church, they need to tune in to that show. They could tune in at the same phone number, 347-633-9376, because her show is on the Don S. McClure Network. We're going to jump to a track by my man, Charlie Wilson. I Still Have You. Charlie, bad man. So let's get a little Charlie Wilson. And, man, people are hanging with us. My board is lit up with blue lights from all across the globe.
I see.
was Charlie Wilson. You know, I like Charlie Wilson, man. He's got a happy birthday song that sometimes I play. And the ladies just go crazy over that song. Charlie Bad, man. Uncle Charlie. And just a great artist. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It's my lifestyle show. And the second subject line of the show is, today is a new day. Where is your thinking pattern? Today. Not yesterday, day before yesterday, 8 years ago, week ago, 5 days, but today. Where's your thinking pattern? Are you thinking like, man, you know, I feel pretty good, even though there's a storm outside, and I made it home from work, and I'm listening to a crazy man on the Don S. McClure Show, or, you know, you came home and relaxed and grabbed a bottle of wine, and you're chilling with your favorite movie, or you're going out with some friends, your daughters, your sons, just your hangout buddies, or you got a good book that you want to read. So you say, hey, you know what? I'm home. I'm going to take advantage of this time. Or you're on the computer playing some video games. Nothing wrong with that. Today is a new day. And if you want to play a video game or online streaming, which is what they call everything now, streaming, then I say have at it. Enjoy yourself. You know, I have a saying, enjoy life. That's all you have. Because some days you're going to be gloomy. Some days it's just not going to be a good day. But today, if you can find it, it's a good day. So what is your thinking pattern? We're going to play a track by a friend of mine out of Texas that's kicking derriere. She's a beautiful young woman named Lena. She got a track called Smooth from the album she produced. And she's good. And again, another young lady I learned from Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood, bad man.
Give up so easy and throw it all away. Nobody's
My friend Lena doing a track called Smooth that she wrote. And, you know, Tom Joyner had her on his show, and he was like, man, Lena bad. So, you know, sometimes there are so many artists out there, nobody can ever get to know all of them. But you can learn to appreciate the ones that you do learn about. Like, here's a track by a group, I guess. It's called Hopes Too High, Marcel and the Truth. And this is kind of like Temptation style, old school. And I got a chance to listen to it today. And I said, I kind of like that. You know, it was in my database as I was searching through for, you know, recording artists I hadn't heard of and stuff I wanted to play. And this came up. It's called Hopes Too High, Marcel and the Truth.
Before, and I can't Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
I just like saying, man. You know, and I like that track that I played, Hopes Too High, Marcel and the Truth. And I'm going to go find out what year that was made. Maybe it's new, maybe it's kind of vintage. But that's a good, what do they call it? A stepping song. You know, Marcel and the Truth. I kind of like that, man. They had that old vintage kind of doo-wop feeling, you know? Hey, I'm going to jump to a track by a young lady named Dee Robinson. And this is kind of a doo-wop jazz track. She's pretty good. See, man, that's the one thing I like about a huge database. And you always get a lot of good music, new music, old music, different music, just music to drive me crazy. How about that? I'm already crazy enough.
Mm-hmm. never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you now. Get to take a trip someday to the other side of love. Open your eyes and trust me. Do you realize? I never thought I'd hear you say those magic words, I love you so. Didn't understand the way, the way you were before we met. Open your eyes and trust me. Do you realize? And I guess what I'm trying to say is,
give me your heart and trust me.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is,
give me your
heart
and feel me.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is,
open your heart and love me.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is, will you be mine tonight? When I feel your kiss upon my lips, I secretly desire to hold you close and look into your eyes and feel your fire. Open your eyes and trust me. Do you realize? Didn't believe in love before we met. I promised you the world, and all I ask from you is honesty and for you to be my girl. Open your eyes and trust me. Do you realize? And I guess what I'm trying to say is,
give me your heart and trust me.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is,
give me your love and feel me.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is,
open your heart and love me.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is, will you be mine tonight?
Give me your heart and trust me.
A track by Felipe, and I guess what I'm trying to say, I don't understand why she's not listening. He didn't say it like 19 times. I guess what I'm trying to say, what you say? But I guess what I'm trying to say is, what you want me to do? What? I could imagine them two at a dinner party, romantic, flames burning from the candles, the wine, And then the waiter comes up and says, lady, I guess what he's trying to say is, she said, oh, okay. I didn't know what he was trying to say. That's corny, dog. But I like that track, man. That's Felipe. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Dee Robinson. Remember, I was talking a little bit about her before I played Felipe. And she's got a track called I Like It. That's the name of the track. I Like It. Dee Robinson. So let's give a listen. Man, well, excuse me. We only got 16 more minutes to go. Isn't that something? 2 hours fly by.
Hey, baby, I'm in love with you. And I like it, baby. I like every little thing you do. You make me feel alright. I think about you day and night. You got me running home. So you won't be alone, baby. You make me wanna scream. That's how good your love feels. Got me doing things I wouldn't do. Cause you keep it so real. And you know what? I like it.
I like it, my friend.
I'm her baby.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it like that.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. Baby,
I like it like that.
Hey, I like it. Told you where.
I like it like that.
The way you sport your hair.
I like it like that.
The way you talk your talk.
I like it like that.
I even like the way you walk.
I like it like that.
Your love is so good, baby.
I like it like that.
You knock me to my knees. Sweep me off my feet.
I like it like that.
I like it.
I like it like that.
Ooh.
Memphis. That's deep, man. Well, we got 10 more minutes to go, and I'm telling you I have enjoyed it. Today's topic, today is a new day. Where's your thinking pattern today? Is it still in yesterday, or has it grown? We want to make sure that you understand that you're in control of your life. You are the master of your fate, and you are the captain of your destiny. So I want you to think about that. We're going to play our favorite jazz track to take us on out of here. The Truth Will Always Be by Pat Metheny. And, man, it's been a joy to entertain you on the Don S. McClure Show, Friday Night Live. Today is a new day. Thank you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.